الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم عن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله تعالى سمي المدينة طابة رواه مسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دون شيء الله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. The first phase of migration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah to the mountain of Thawr, which is known as Ghar-e-Thawr. Ghar-e-Thawr is located in the outskirts of Makkah al-Mukarramah, not very far from the city of Makkah. That was the very first phase, and all instructions given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is obviously from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has said that وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. All the decisions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made in his lifetime was a direct commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He stayed in Ghar-e-Thawr for approximately, according to the Muslim historians, for approximately 3 nights. He stayed there for 3 nights, and in the last session of Dars-e Hadith, all the miraculous events were also explained that had taken place in the cave and also outside the cave of Thawr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the spider to serve and make khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spinning the web on the mouth of the cave. Also the pigeons that were there laid 2 eggs in the nest. Again, this was the nusrat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also a tree that instantly grew there on one side and covered half the exit or the entry of the cave. Not to forget also the snake that was in the cave, who was the disciple, the companion of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. And this snake, according to some of the Muslim historians, was a jinn snake, who did atikaf there, who isolated himself there for many, many centuries. And it was his desire to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam instructed him to go and isolate himself into one of the mountains in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and specifically said to him that it is Ghar-e-Thawr. All information was given to him, and that is where he stayed. And alhamdulillah, the liqa was done, the meeting of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that snake was there, and he also gave salam of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala was also there. All these miraculous events were explained in the last session of Dars-e Hadith. The ulama have said that 4 characters played a fundamental role in helping Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to migrate from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. The first one was Hazrat Abdullah bin Abi Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. he was the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and his duty was to collect information at daytime from the kuffar, the mushrikeen, whatever they plotted and conspired for in order to capture Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Siddiq Akbar. He would listen to them all day long, and after Isha he would go back to Ghar-e Sawr and meet Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pass on that information. So that is jaiz. Al-harbu khad'atun, a battle when you are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want everything to your advantage. Because haq is haq and false is false. See? False is false and haq is haq, and haq always prevails. Subhanallah al-Azim. And that is why all the companions were there. Majority of them had migrated except for a few. And they were the members of Hazrat-e, family members of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So he would meet up with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam after Isha in the cave. And another character, also a Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was the freed slave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, whose name was Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an sunnah, his tarteeb was that he would free many, many slaves. That was his tarteeb. And to free slaves at that time, subhanAllah, that is great charity. Great charity. It was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an who gave the price for Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, and gave him the freedom, and Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam gave him a lot of dua after that. Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu ta'ala, and his duty was again to visit Ab sallallahu alayhi wasalam also in the night. And all these individuals would never meet during the daytime. The kuffar were very, very vigilant, all the time making sure. They didn't know, they had no idea where Ab sallallahu alayhi wasalam was. Only a few members, close members of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family, and also Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, they were the people who had information where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam were. That is why Abu Jahl came to the room, the house of Hazrat Asma bint Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the daughter. And Abu Jahl said to Hazrat Asma, "Where is your father? Where is your father?" And she said, "I have no knowledge, no idea where the father is." And Abu Jahl slapped her so hard, injuring her face, and she fell down unconscious. But yet no information was given. Amir bin Fuhaira would come and visit Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the evening with some goats, and he was the one who provided milk to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The third character again was Hazrat Asma bint Abi Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Just imagine, my respected brothers, that all these characters belong to one family, and that is the family of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. The slave was also the freed slave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. The son, Abdullah bin Abi Bakr Siddiq. The other daughter, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala, the sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she was so courageous that during daytime she would prepare food for Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the father, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and would leave Makkah Mukarrama and climb Ghar-e Sawr. A lot of women know a lot of masail now. You don't have to cook food for your husband. Well, there are a lot of things Islamically one can do. A lot of things. But Alhamdulillah, it is the tarteeb of Sahabiyat, the wives of the prophets and the wives of the companions. Here you see Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala preparing food for the father, and also Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and very courageously walking with the tosha, with food prepared, out of Makkatul Mukarrama to give to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said that Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she also did the khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that way. Before Nabuwat was given to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for many months Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do i'tikaf in Ghar Hira, the cave of Hira, many months, and he would stay there, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do muraqabah, meditation. There is a difference of opinion in the maslak of Sufiya, that what kind of zikr is more virtuous, the one that is zikr jahri or zikr sirri, the quiet zikr, or the zikr that one utters the word of Allah loudly, or just to meditate, shut off from everything in this world, and just to ponder and meditate over the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are different types of zikr. The ulama say that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Nabuwat was given to him, he would do muraqabah. And muraqabah means tafakkur, to ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the night and the day that comes, they are great signs for the people. And who are the people? People who have knowledge. Ghaur kare aadmi just to think, subhanallah, such a beautiful day, and now it's cool and dark. And again at Fajr time, mashallah, the sun rises. And then the sun sets, the sun rises, and the sun sets, and sun rises, and the sun sets. Subhanallah, who has that power? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. So when the companions would stand or sit or sleep, whatever the posture may be, they would do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Him in everything, in everything that is around them. Subhanallah. And aadmi gaur kare insaan ke upar. Millions and millions of people, the eyes, same position. The nose, same position in the face. The mouth, same position. The ears, same position. But every face is different. We can recognize everyone. فَخَلَقَ فَصَوَّىٰ. Allah says, I create you, and there is symmetry. Everything is straight. Someone said to me that, Marana, my right foot is size 3 and the other foot is 2.5. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But generally, everything is equal. Everything is equal. Measure kalya, fakhalaqa fasawwa. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Tafakkur, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would meditate. And it is said that Khadijatul Kubra would come with water and food, and she would climb the mountain of Hira, Ghare Hira at that time. And the famous hadith, which is mentioned in all kutubs of hadith, Hazrat Jibreel Amin was there with Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I can see Khadijatul Kubra leaving the house with food prepared for you. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, when she comes, give her salam from Rabbi Rahim, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is her fazilat. The ulama say that this fazilat is given to none of the sahabiyat except for Khadijatul Kubra. Allah gives her salam. What a great lady she was. The mother of all the children of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye Bibi Fatima ke mutalik jo hum sunte hain, Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu anha, Hazrat Fatima's mother is Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, Hazrat Ruqayya, Hazrat Kulsum, Hazrat Zainab, mother for all the children of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, except for one child who is also resting in Jannatul Baqi, whose name is Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala an. The mother of Hazrat Ibrahim is Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Jibreel and he said, Ya Rasulullah, give her salams from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stopped at that and he said, Ya Rasulullah, also give her my salams. Subhanallah. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra and he passed on the salam. These were the great companions, Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een, the chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha would prepare the food and give it to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fourth character here, he was not a Muslim. But yet Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an found him to be trustworthy. His name was Abdullah bin Ariqit. Abdullah bin Ariqit. Though his name was Abdullah, but he was not a Muslim. Abdullah bin Ariqit. And he was an expert on routes. He knew the routes, unconventional routes to Madinatul Munawwara. And that is why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and paid him to serve him and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as precautionary measures. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his connection was with Jibreel Amin. But there are a lot of masail that come out. Some of the ulama say that it is jais for an individual to take khidmat if a kafir is an expert in something. If a kafir, a non-Muslim, is an expert in something, then it is jais for a Muslim to learn from him or to employ him. To learn from him or to employ him. Because he, Abdullah bin Ariqit, was an expert on routes. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not go through the normal route to Madinatul Munawwara. The conventional route. It was the unconventional route. Through the coastline and crossing the mountains. And he knew all the routes. Abdullah bin Ariqit was also that individual who Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq had given the responsibility of looking after the two camels. So when Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left Makkah, he left on foot. He walked it with Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala unto Ghare Thawr. And on the third night, Abdullah bin Ariqit, who was a non-Muslim, he came quietly with the two camels of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. One camel was Taswa, which was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there, the journey continues. Some of the ulama say that Hazrat Abdullah bin Abu Bakr Siddiq left from Ghare Thawr, went back to Makkah Mukarramah. Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala went back, and it was only for a few days. This young man whose name was Abdullah bin Ariqit, he stayed with Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam for a few days only to accompany Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala says that we had full information of the whereabouts of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in Ghare Thawr. But when they left Ghare Thawr, we had no information of where Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha says that we were worried of the safety of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam. And in the night, every night a jinn would come to my house and would speak to me and say to me, Oh Asma, Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam is safe with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Now he has reached there. So I had all the information where Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. This information was given by the jinn. So if you have a jinn, my respected brothers, if you make good use of him, that is jais. But if you abuse the jinn that is under you, and majority of the amilin do that, no offense to anyone who's an amil, but majority of the amilin who do that, and that is why your iman becomes very, very weak, then that is not jais, and later on, in a later stage, that even becomes haram. Because of abuse of power. I wanted to explain to you the verse in the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah which has mentioned about the hijrat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some of the events that had taken place there. Turn around. This ayat kareema of Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 40. In this ayat kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the hijrat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, starting off by this ayat kareema, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُهُ فَقَدْ نَصْرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. If you do not support him, then Allah Ta'ala did support him. As in when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for Makkah al-Mukarramah, it was the duty of everyone to support Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here's a key word we have to look at, is this word, Thaniyas name. If brothers take out time in understanding this ayat kareema, inshaAllah ta'ala, our aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat can become very, very strong. And it's so important, my respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Thaniyas Naini, when those who disbelieved expelled him as the second of the two, as the second of the two. And then we come to the next ayat, إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When they were both in the cave, as he told his companion, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to his companion and said to him, do not worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Imam al-Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, one of the great mufassirin of his time, he says that this word, this ayat kareema here, the two words, Thaniyas Naini, is the greatest dalil, the second of the two. The one who is second to a king is his natural successor. The one who is second to a king is his natural successor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said Thaniyas Naini for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and this is in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 40. Allama Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says that there is no hesitation that the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat is absolutely correct, that the Khalifa after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is only Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and this is not only verified by the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but by qat'i, by revelation, the ayats of the Quran, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Thaniyas Naini. So alhamdulillah, my respected brothers, we have to be very, very firm. Recently there is a lot of dawah work that is going around. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Some of the news that you hear is so disheartening. Sometimes you get a woman who is a Sunni and apparently she has some form of ta'alluq with someone who is a Shia. And now they want to compromise. Why can't we marry? Why can't we marry? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. But compromising with what? Kufr. Kufr. And that is not jais. You have to go, aqeedah has to be very, very strong. That's why some of the akabirin said that if a Sunni marries a Shia, there is no nikah anyway. There is no nikah. And I am talking not about the Arab scholars. Wallahu alam. The Arab scholars may have their own opinion. But I am talking about the ulama, the muftiyan izam of the subcontinent of Asia, of India and Pakistan. This is the opinion they hold, and they have proof for that. They have proof for that. The Thaniyas Naini means Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and he is the Khalifa. And anyone who rejects that, he is a fasiq. He is a fasiq. So Thaniyas Naini, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says, this word is great dalil that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an is the Khalifa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we come to another word here in the Quran, is huma fil ghar. When they were both in the cave. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this zameer of huma, both of them in the cave. We have this proverb, this saying in Urdu, yare ghar. Sunaya aap? Wo to hamara yare ghar hai. And this word yare ghar actually comes out from this ayat kareema, is huma fil ghar. Yare ghar means that person who helps you at difficult times, difficult moments. And the Quran says that the one who accompanied Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the cave is Huma fil Ghar, the one who was with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, the one who loved Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and did his khidmat in the cave was none other than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. If you look at all the words in this ayat kareema, it talks about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an and his fazilat. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Here, these are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recorded in the Quran that Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and the words here is sahib. The reason why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was complaining, he was scared, he said, Ya Rasulullah, the kuffar are very, very close to us. If they were to capture me and assassinate me, that is fine, it is just one individual that will go away. But if they were to do something to you, O Prophet of Allah, what will happen to the ummah? What will happen to the ummah? And it is at that moment when Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Is yaqulu li sahibi, la tahzan, O Abu Bakr Siddiq, don't worry. The word here, the Quran has selected, is sahib. What is it? Sahib. And sahib is again another word for sahabi. Sahabi. The Quran has crowned Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq with this honor and title that he is a sahabi. That is why majority of the muftiyani azim hold the opinion that anyone who rejects the sahabiyat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, then that person is not a Muslim, he is a kafir. Why? Because to reject even one word of the Quran, admi ek har, the iman kaisa ho mere azizo? Mazboot ho. Kaisa ho? Mazboot ho. Even if you reject one word, and that is why Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala an was given the list of all the hypocrites, all the munafiqeen, and these were the munafiqeen who would pray namaz behind Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam. And these were the people who would dress up like the companions and would greet Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam. But Aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the full information of who these people were. So the ulama say that one cannot deny and reject the status of sahabiyat for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Otherwise he is rejecting a clear word and verse of the ayat of the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tahzan, don't worry. Again, this indicates to the love that Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala had with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And another key word here, my respected brothers, is Inna Allaha ma'ana. Verily, Allah is with us. If you look at the ayat in the Quran, Inna Allaha ma'al muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who have taqwa. Taqwa is so important. That is why Hazrat subhanallah, one sahabi, Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an, when Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him the governor of Yemen and said to him that you go to Yemen and make sure you look after all the Islamic affairs there, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked with him until the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, instructing him and giving him guidance what he has to do there. And Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to give him permission to leave. He smiled at Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Mu'az, the next time you come to Madinatul Munawwara, you will not see me. You will visit my masjid and you will visit my qabr mubarak. When he heard that from Hazrat Mu'az, from Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Mu'az, فَبَكَى مُعَازٌ جُشَّعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. These are the words of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala started to cry and cry and cry and cry. These were the great ushaq. Even when we leave Madinatul Munawwara, it is difficult. Then what about the companions who were with Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam? Now sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to him, go, but this is the very last time you see me. How difficult it must be for Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal. But again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Mu'az, go. Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon. The closest person to me is that who is a muttaqi. Man kanu haythu kanu. Whoever you are and wherever you may be. You can be in America, but you can be close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though not physically, but spiritually you can be close to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. And on the day of Qiyamah, wherever your death comes, you will be with Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam if you have connection with Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Mu'az, that go to Yemen, but you have ta'alluq with me, you will always be with me. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever you are, Allah, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam does not look at color. That's why Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, O Abu Dharr, as a person you are not superior to that person who is white-skinned or to that person who is black-skinned. You are not superior. إِلَّا تَفْضَلُهُ بِالتَّقْوَى. Yes, you are superior to that individual who is white-skinned, or you are superior to him who is black-skinned. If you have a greater taqwa than that individual, and even that will be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, inna Allah ma'ana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. In the case of Musa alayhi salam, when his people looked at Fir'aun behind them, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's people, Banu Israel, said to Musa alayhi salam, inna lamudrakun, that now we are going to be caught by Fir'aun. What are we to do? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam at that point, and these are the words of the Quran, says, Kalla inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdini. Definitely not. My Lord is with me. What did he say? Musa alayhi salam did not join Banu Israel. Banu Israel to vaise bhi se hai. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam did not say what Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used one word to describe himself and also Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam could not trust Banu Israel, so he says, no, I don't know what will happen to you. If you drown, that is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Fir'aun. Have you seen the walls in Israel, my respected brother? A road map. Kaisi road map. The first people in the world to draw maps, Al-Idrisi was a Muslim. Who was he? Muslim. Columbus took with him as a navigator who was a Muslim. Zahrawi, one of the first men, the greatest doctor the Europeans have ever seen. All these Russian doctors, majority of them were who? Muslims. Ab kuffar bichare, Musliman jugge. We haven't done our homework. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. What is Sahaba-e Kiram Ajmain? One of the companions was lost in the jungle and he didn't know what to do, and he saw this lion. Hum to lion mein dekh, lion ko dekhte, make sure he's caged up. And subhanAllah, Sahabi Rasul was there walking in the jungle alone, all of a sudden lion comes. Hum kya karenge if we see a lion? What are we to read? Which ayat? No? I'll tell you later on, inshallah. Khalid, I'll tell you. Sahabi Rasul went close to that lion, got hold of his ear, as if it's a cat or something, and spoke to him in the ear, Nahnu ashabu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know who we are? We are the companions of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am lost. Allah has given you the power of smell. Sungne ki taqat. The senses of the animals are very, very strong. I am lost from my companions, and I am the Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the ulama say that lion was nodding his head, confirming everything what that Sahabi was saying to him. According to some of the Muslim historians, that Sahabi Rasul climbed on top of him and sat on the lion, and the lion took him to the companions of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to have that very, very strong iman. That is why in the hadith, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Iyaki wa muhaqqarati zunubi. O Aisha, take care of yourself. Safeguard yourself from even those sins which are considered to be minor sins. Yani gunaye kabira to gunaye kabira, but save yourself also from minor sins, and that is taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on the sunnah, and that we can take in taqwa inside us. Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah is with us. With us, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ. Another fazilat of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala is that Allah ta'ala sent down his serenity on him, his khas sukoon on Siddiq Akbar. The mufassirin say, sakina here means that the power of yaqeen increased in the heart of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala in such a way, my respected brothers, that it can never ever increase more than that. That is the yaqeen that was given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا, and aided him with the troops that you didn't see, as in the world did not see. Aided him with troops. Who were the troops? Consider troops, Semirazizah? The Malaika. One angel. It is said that when Siddiq Akbar was there, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with him in the cave. Siddiq Akbar said to Huzur alayhi sallam, Ya Rasulullah, this side of the cave is open. Ya Rasulullah, this side of the cave is open. Oh no, this side of the cave is open. And he was worried. He had deep love for Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Abu Bakr, don't worry. You can't see what I can see. I can see that the angel is here and the wings have opened up of the angels. The kuffar can't see us. The kuffar can't see us. In the Seerat Kitab, it is even said that one of the kuffar there had taqaza for peshab, and he urinated in front of the cave far away, thinking that there is no one there. Thinking that there is no one there. That is the hijab and protection, full protection that was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, some of these Arabs also had some haya, that they would not sit down and perform their taqaza hajat in front of anyone. And this is just one proof. This is mentioned in the kutubs of Seerah, especially the Seerah of Mufti Idris Kandelvi, rahmatullah alayh. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُ السُّفْلَى, and placed the word who disbelieved to the lowest. وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا, whilst Allah Ta'ala's word remains supreme. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, Allah Ta'ala is powerful and wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. InshaAllah ta'ala, next week we can continue from where we have left, where Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stops at Hazrat Umme Ma'bad's house, and also the story, the event that takes place with Suraqa bin Malik and Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, inshallah, all next week. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Durr shayfa Allah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna rasaluka al-afwa wa al-afiyata fi dunya wa al-akhira. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sa'adaka minhu nabiyyuka abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antil musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sami'na wa ata'na. غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.